السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Deeds Done Sincerely for Allah. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, who accepts from His slaves deeds that are intended sincerely for His sake. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely One, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And fear Allah, and know that you will meet Him, and give good tidings to the believers. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. And they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِسًا وَابْتُغْيَ بِهِ وَجْهُهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept any deed except that which is done purely for Him and is seeking His countenance. Based on this hadith and the ayah we quoted, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts deeds that are done purely for Him. And such deeds are sincere in that they seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance and His rida, His contentment, and the reward to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, as an extension to this, there should be no desire or attainment from anything or anyone else besides. And so the very definition of such sincerity is that one doesn't want anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's contentment. And so this is the definition of deeds done sincere for Allah. And it is the believer who acts in this manner in all types of his deeds, not just his worship, but in his dealings and all of his affairs. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, indeed my prayer, my rites of sacrifice, my living and my dying are all for Allah, Lord of all the worlds. So it's as if the believer has dedicated his entire being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the implicit meaning of orientating oneself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so even the physical act of orientating ourselves towards the Qibla is symbolic of the orientation of our hearts, whereby we seek only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as when the Muslim orientates himself towards the Qibla to pray, intending his prayer, his heart is purely and utterly orientating itself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. And to Allah belongs the East and the West. So wheresoever you might turn, there is the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, brothers and sisters, when the Muslim pays his zakat, then he gives from his wealth then in such a case he intends nothing except the countenance of his Lord. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. But whatsoever you give in zakat, desiring the countenance of Allah, then those are the multipliers. In other words, the ones who give their zakat purely and utterly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who can hope for their reward to be multiplied. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases one's reward commensurate to the degree of sincerity one has therein. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ عَلَيْهَا. He said, you will be rewarded. Indeed, you do not spend anything whereby you intend the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or intend the countenance of Allah, except that you will be rewarded to the degree of whatsoever you have spent therein. And in this manner, brothers and sisters, is how the believer's affair should be, that he performs good in his life, intending through such good always the countenance of Allah. And so whatsoever good he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does this until he can hope to be about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates in the Quran by saying, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. That indeed we fed you or feed you only for the countenance of Allah, and we wish not from you any reward or gratitude. And this was the way of the most excellent of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he used to do much good for the people and seeking only the countenance of Allah. And it was in regards to him, concerning him, that the verse was revealed in the Quran whereby it said, الَّذِي يُؤْتِ مَا لَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجَزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And he who gives from his wealth to purify himself, and not giving for anyone who has done him a favor to be rewarded, but only seeking the countenance of his Lord Most High, and وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى, and he is indeed going to be satisfied or content. So we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the ultimate reward for those who dedicate themselves to Allah a life of eternal bliss. And so this should be something that we intend to do. And when we start doing acts of goodness for the sake of Allah, we should always bear in mind that the most deserving of people to whom we should sow goodness to are those who are closest to us, starting with our families and relatives. So the Muslim is the one who strives to preserve family bonds, and he's always one of those who shows goodly relations to his family, relatives, and close people, doing all manner of good to them and showing the best of character. Why? Purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَآتِي ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ ذَٰلِكَ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. So Allah says, so give the relative his right, as well as the needy and the traveler. And that is best for those who desire the countenance of Allah, and it is they who will be successful. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he give us the ability to be sincere for his sake, to do good to those around us, and to constantly seek the wajh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I make this dua for myself and for you, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is indeed the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.